This is Season 6, Episode 10, Training GPT with Company-Specific Knowledge. In the last episode, we covered how to use GPT for real-time decision support, helping businesses analyze options and make informed choices. Now, we'll focus on how to train GPT with company-specific knowledge to make it a true expert in your business. By the end of this episode, you will know how to provide GPT with company-specific data, how to upload internal documents for better accuracy, how to fine-tune GPT to prioritize your business's information over general knowledge. Let's get started. Step 1. Why training GPT with company knowledge matters. A general GPT is trained on broad internet knowledge, which means it doesn't know the details of your business unless you provide them. Without company-specific training, GPT might give generic responses instead of tailored advice, lack accuracy when answering questions about your business, miss key details that are unique to your services or policies. By training GPT with your company's internal knowledge, you ensure it gives accurate, reliable, and brand-aligned responses. Step 2. Types of information to provide to GPT. To improve GPT's responses, you should provide relevant company information. Here are the key types of data you can upload. First, company policies, refund policies, terms of service, and operational guidelines. Second, product and service details, features, pricing, and benefits of your offerings. Third, FAQs, common customer questions and pre-approved answers. Fourth, brand voice guidelines, preferred tone, terminology, and communication style. Fifth, internal workflows, standard operating procedures and best practices. Adding this information helps GPT deliver answers that are specific to your business. Step 3, uploading company-specific files to GPT. To train GPT with your business knowledge, you can upload files that provide structured information. Here's how to do it. First, log into OpenAI's platform and access your custom GPT settings. Second, find the section for uploading reference materials. Third, upload relevant files such as PDFs, documents, and spreadsheets. Fourth, ensure documents are well-structured with clear sections and headings. Fifth, test responses by asking business-specific questions to see if GPT correctly references the uploaded files. By adding your own documents, GPT can generate more precise, context-aware responses. Step 4, prioritizing company knowledge over general information. Even after uploading documents, GPT may still default to general knowledge instead of company-specific data. To fix this, refine GPT's instructions with always prioritize company-provided documents when answering business-related questions. If information is not available in uploaded files, do not assume details. Respond with this information is not available in our system. Use company policies and internal guidelines before referring to general business practices. This ensures GPT relies on your company's materials instead of broad internet sources. Step 5. Testing and refining GPT's knowledge. Once GPT has been trained with company-specific data, test it by asking, first, what is our refund policy? Second, what are the key benefits of our premium service? Third, how should we respond to a customer asking about shipping delays? Fourth, summarize our latest company report in a few sentences. Fifth, write a social media post using our brand's tone and messaging. If the responses don't align with your expectations, refine instructions and retest until GPT accurately reflects company knowledge. Example prompts for training GPT with company knowledge. First, if GPT is not using company-specific data, try this. Ensure all responses are based on uploaded company documents before referring to general knowledge. Second, if GPT gives inconsistent answers, try this. Maintain consistency in responses by always referencing the provided internal documents. Third, if GPT provides too much general information, try this. Focus strictly on company-provided materials. If unsure, respond with this information is not available in our system. Fourth, if GPT isn't following brand tone, try this. Write responses using our uploaded brand voice guidelines. Keep language and phrasing aligned with company standards. Fifth, if GPT struggles with product details, try this. Use uploaded product information when explaining features, benefits, and pricing. These refinements help make GPT a more reliable and knowledgeable business assistant. Now it is time for your action task. Step one, gather company-specific documents that GPT should reference, FAQs, policies, and brand guidelines. Step two, upload these documents to GPT's knowledge base following the steps outlined earlier. Step three, test GPT by asking business-specific questions and evaluating the accuracy of its responses. Step four, if GPT's answers are incorrect or incomplete, refine instructions to prioritize company-provided knowledge. Step five, continue testing and improving until GPT delivers consistent, high-quality responses that match your business needs. By the end of this task, your GPT will understand your company's unique information and provide accurate, brand-aligned responses. What's next? This concludes Season 6 of the ChatGPT Masterclass. You've now learned how to build a custom GPT, refine its responses, automate workflows, and train it with company-specific knowledge. In the next season, we will explore AI-driven business innovation, how companies can leverage AI to stay ahead of the competition, generate new ideas, and improve operational efficiency. If you want to take your AI knowledge to the next level, don't miss the upcoming season.